This is PRQ Homesteading, where working hard to get you free, everyone around the world. Why don't we get our land back? Really, really like that idea. And let's not let anybody bother us. Thank you, the PRQ team and the people that defend me. I thank you very much. So cherish our relationships, all of you. Thank you so much. BBS Radio, thanks for working so hard. I'm a lot to deal with because of the way we've positioned the shows. And so thank you so much, BBS, for doing what you do and adapting to the services and needs of all of you so we can be of help. And thank you for the people.space. It's real important that we acknowledge our relationship with life is starting to change. You can actually feel truth. And you may have your whole life, but feeling truth is just such a luxury because there won't be any more lies and you won't be manipulated anymore. It's an incredible experience. We've got a ways to go, but we're getting there. And I thank you so much for your understanding and knowledge that we get to speak about each and every week. Thank you. Today, wanted to take as many calls as we can today. I'm going to do timelines after this show. We're going to do the Awakening Waves show as well the hour after timelines. The great, great activity that you guys are all taking is just exploding. So the PRQ last hour of today is all your projects coming in are just amazing. Thank you so much. Keep them coming. There's a method to this madness. And again, I'll go ahead and take as many calls as I can today before we load up the lines. Here's a lot of the generalization of your needs and or inquiries that come to us. And I can show you a couple of things in your politics where they'll start to make you'll be able to see. You'll start to see some of the redundancy, how aliens work in your media now and how AI works. So today, you're able to ask me a lot of questions. I like to get something done with homesteading and what we've achieved this last week and the other weeks. But before we do that, I wanted to remind you that when I call out an alien on these shows, you'll start to see them defend themselves through your. So as an example, they'll try and blend and change and keep up with us in politics because they created it. So they made our political system so that we would have to be controlled within it. Unfortunately, we've lived with it our whole lives, but again, we're pretending not to fight an alien war while fighting an alien war. It's very tricky. I'll give you an example. Most of the reason that your space shuttle program was grounded is because they were all getting blown up. You didn't see the actual volume of ships that were in the wars. You only saw the residential or commercial side. So ask yourself now in your propaganda machines, why do you need an F-47? You're in an alien war. They're very good at mind controlling a population through the very media we're using right now. I can send a thought into your head if I have a vessel running around. You can do it with satellite, you can do it many different ways. But if you can't catch them, you're not even in the game. They have cloaking capabilities. So anyway, we're not convinced that the public, when you look at a conscious computer, can handle the fact that they're in an alien-controlled planet. You're in a very small portion of your planet controlled by some very dark people who are the delta between an alien and a mammalian forgive me for all the repetitiveness, is they don't use their heart. They only use their mind. And I can program minds. I can put all sorts of agendas in minds. If you use your heart and what feels right in all your decision making, they don't even have a clue what that statement means. So you'll start to see one of the transition opportunities when you look at promotion through politics of religion. Conscious gateways can see what you're able to digest. So when we talk about God in politics and or religion, and there's so many people that don't understand that their knowledge center is what you're calling God, source, energy. Most of the population here, whether human or not, do not understand how source works through a physical body. So the shortcut is let's just get some relationship with themselves and or spirituality. And so some of these are just stair-stepping to where you're at. Many of you listening here go, well, yeah, I'm not Jim Jones. I'm experiencing what it's like to be Jim Jones. It's a big leap for a lot of people, especially when you're working with your families and friends. Well, you thought they were your friends. Anyway, incredible volume of projects coming in. Keep them coming. It has a great catalyst for all of us. And I ask everyone, how do you fight duality without ever winning? So when you don't have ego, but you still have an adversarial position, how do we fight? I thank you, Neil Peart, for those words. How do you fight without ever winning? Because we don't really want to win. We just want to be in peace all the time. And that's my great encouragement for you. All right, let's get to Project PRQ Homesteading. Looking for an individual with the I'm going to be careful here because I don't have permission to say all their information, just like last week. I have a 13 colonies patent researcher with the last name of Filippi. Maybe I bludgeoned that. Been calling and calling and calling, just like Ferris Bueller. He'll keep calling. He'll keep calling and calling. Anyway, we want you. We want you, and I want to be respectful not to put your information out on the calls here, but we think you'll be an incredible resource for us and all the people. But if I put your phone number out on this, you're going to get some calls, which I'm very proud of, because you can be of a lot of help to us. Anyway, this researcher understands how to be a catalyst for the 13 original colonies on the East Coast of America. The reason this is important for me is it will anneal, it should coalesce the opportunities we have in Europe, Sweden, France, Japan. It should look like a really good model for how Europe was populated and the advances for these hierarchical systems. It's an incredible opportunity to get a standardized, wow, that's a lot of calls, with the model for homesteading. So all we're really doing here is making a blank, just make a boilerplate, a template that is transferable to all the countries. And that's what it looks like you all desire as well. So, okay, with that, I'll get going here and see if I can make some sense today. Thank you for listening. Nandini from India on line 3 regarding homesteading in India. Are you there, Nandini?
Yes, I am here. Oh.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much. The thing in homestead in India, I couldn't find any a way to reach here, because land, regarding land in India, it's very much a man world. It's women cannot do much of a step forward in that. It's a very sensitive spot to walk in regarding this. So I just wanted to put that to you to have some guidance.
Yeah, Mermaid's going to be thrilled to hear that. That's going to really get her hot. So because of the way the society is set up, when you go into your local offices, they don't respect you. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think the solution is for that?
Maybe I fight for it. If I fight with it, then I have to face the consequences. I don't know. That's why I was here. I am here to maybe something will open up. Okay. Just putting it in the air now, something will open up. That's why I phoned you.
Okay, so let's examine this. Is it okay to play with this a little bit? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you tell me the office and location? So let's start with the premise. If I can see the trouble you had, or if I can see the activity you went through and you say it on the air, let's see if something changes just because our intentions are pure. So I do not care to hear these statements. That's really upsetting that a human being would be treated like that. So what if we get proactive in our intentions here and you tell me, what outcome would you like?
Maybe it's normally treated, not like like an outsider in your own country, and being seen for the approach that the goodness that you want to share with others.
Okay, very good. Okay, so can I have the region that you're working in?
Well, the reason could be like now I was raised with farm and animals, and as the city is growing faster, we are losing, we sold all our goats at my mother's place. We don't have enough space, and the price that reaches high market here, I couldn't afford to buy anything. As for the sources for the animals to live here, so I thought if there is an option to homestead a space that where we can have enough animals that they can run freely around, and that it provides some needs of us here.
Okay, so my question to you is to tell me the region you're working in. Hang on just a second. I got to write something down. Okay. When we start envisioning, the improvement measures potential or the intentions, whatever word you like there, what area, so when you go into these offices, give us a name of an office, city, region, a state number. When we do that now, because you're heart-based in what you want to attract and or create, these individuals will get your attraction and excitement. So that's why I do my best to get you all to mention names. So when we start mentioning names about, like, Solano County, something is going to move. So I want to proof it with you. So if you're heart-based and you're making decisions and XYZ office shut you down, something will change there without fighting. They'll have more heart-based because you're heart-based. So if you would like to do this, all you have to do is give me this, the city, the township, the municipality that is stopping you. Mention it on the air right now. And let's see if we get some activity. Would you like to mention the name of the region you're working in?
Well, Tiruvannamalai municipality, I didn't approach yet, but the region I am, he's is Thiruvannamalai, Tamil Nadu.
Say it one more time.
Thiruvannamalai, Tamil Nadu.
All right, and that's the region in which you would like to be in possession of land, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, let's do this. So now you have to take one step forward now, and you have to make the activity happen. So you still have to do you're not excluded. Magic happens through you. Yeah. But now just start seeing the end in mind. Okay. So no way did I ever think I would be able to teach their third eye. But when our excitement from our heart comes through us and we can see all the animals you have on your farm, all the resources you have on your farm, I guarantee you something's going to happen here. Okay? Mm-hmm. But you still have the responsibility to use your inspiration, excitement to say, hey guys, I'm pretty sure I'm entitled to land here, but without being adversarial, how do I do that? And when you get, it's okay to get no's, then you can actually start looking at where you can get yeses. I hope that helps. So will you do that for me and just start talking to real people, not computers, or you go into maybe these offices and say, hello, we used to have a legacy land grant system here in India, and you do. Mm-hmm. How come we don't have it now? What do I do to reestablish that? Things like that. Is that okay to ask of you?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Please keep calling in. Thank you for your call. Please keep calling in. This is a great education system for many of the countries near India. And I thank you so much, Nandini, for calling in. I want to remind everybody, if you go to BBS Radio, PRQ Homesteading, there is the banners there. You can see all the legacy queries for the people.space and for the spirit.space. But more importantly, there is the legacy template for homesteading in America, which I expect will mirror almost every country in the world. Less the change in language and words. So let's keep moving on here. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Jules from Australia on line 4, update for Australia. Jules, are you there?
G'day, Q. I am. And how are you?
Oh, great day to you. You sound perky. What are you playing with today? A little bit. You've been a troublemaker, aren't you?
No, definitely not. Just keeping things rolling here, but feeling a bit like a hamster. So just giving you an update on the journey, chasing the original of the original titles here in Oz. One of my beautiful team members was on holidays in Sydney recently, and she went into the land registry office again, but just to chase up getting this original. So they said to her to go to the state archives office because they have them. So the next day she went there. Nope, they turned around and said, no, the land registry office has it. So she went back to them. So she did a whole loop and went back to them, and they said no way and that they have been destroyed. So I rang them and I spoke to a guy who was very, very interested in my cause, and he was trying to help, but he virtually said to go to the archives office. And I went, no, you can't tell me to go there because they don't have them. You do. And he said, well, I don't know where they are because there's nothing out the back here. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And so I kept asking if I could speak to somebody higher up. And he said, well, everybody in this place is at the same level and we don't know where they are. And I got to that, we don't know where they are. They hadn't been destroyed, wasn't his wording. So that was promising. And so I'm going to just keep on chasing this, and I will call again on Monday to see whether somebody in that office knows where they are, because I spoke to somebody in a different group yesterday and they were saying, well, if they're telling you that they've been destroyed, that's a totally illegal thing to do. And I was like, okay, so I need to keep chasing. What do? Got any suggestions, Q, please?
Okay, and so this is South Wales?
New South Wales seems to be slightly easier than the Queensland.
Yep. And then which office are you working out of?
Sydney.
Yeah. Which council are you working with? What council building are you working with?
The Byron Shire for me.
Okay. You're crazy. All right.
Thanks.
All right. So the been destroyed, how do we prove that statement now?
Yeah.
Can we prove it?
Yeah. Has anyone got any photos of the fire out there?
So can we get, whenever you, here's my suggestion with people who just are maybe very kind, but they're just going through the motions of their job description. Australia's outstanding at pretending that their job description can't grow. Forgive me for being flip. Can't be more diverse. The customer service doesn't go anywhere in Australia, would be my assessment of going all over the world, because the scope of work, their job description scope of work seems to be very compartmentalized, when they could probably just query for you who destroyed all the original land records. Can we, my suggestion when you get in these situation is, business card, please, something with your name on it, a statement without being an adversarial, because now you have the council member is on record. I don't care if they're a secretary. I don't care if they're what position they have. Now they're on record stating that we have destroyed these items.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1984, the Orwellian model and disease in Australia is why I keep saying to everyone that's the most dangerous place on the planet, because exactly what you just said, they destroy records. Personal businesses are now in charge of your country, in alignment and continual repetitions with your council system and so forth. As an example, I've seen people get charged for something they did not do just because your debit card was on file. And that's getting to be the norm. Look at your speeding process. You get a speeding ticket for doing 6-7 miles over, and you lose credentials on your driver's license. The computers are taking over your world there, and the people who are managing this type of information are getting more seduced that the computer said no, the computer said yes. And the AI that controls the computers is going to make them even less creative. It types in, it could be a human that does not have enough heart. It types in, where are the land grants from 1850s, whatever. And then they'll just, well, the computer said no is all they really care about, and have a good day, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can talk to people and say, how did you come to this conclusion? At least you can hold them accountable. You say, okay, so you said, Mrs. Admin, that the original land grants, and here's a copy of one of them, maybe. Here's the declaration. You said they've been destroyed. Okay. And your name, your phone number, whatever you can do. What's wrong with that? Mm-hmm. Now you can do something with it. So, and this is for everyone in the world. When you go into these offices, hopefully eyeball to eyeball, and they say no, ask them why, as lovingly as you can. Why? Because we don't do that. But you used to. Now, why don't you do it now? I know it's not always fun work, but that's the only way we're going to, what did I say today, defend ourselves without ever winning. We just want to know why. And we keep advancing because the people listening here on the radio are going to work as well to help you. So I just need lots of repetitions here. It's not working because is really good news for me, because then we can do something about it. So thank you. Anything else you want from me?
Definitely. I have another question, please, if that's okay, just quickly.
Yes, please.
So, Q, I really love my life and I'm in peace every day and I don't have too many worries in the world. I don't work. I relax in nature and I grow veggies and I do my commands and generally I'm living the dream. But all of a sudden I have this feeling, well, I don't know, I'm not sure. Do I have to go out and stand up, join groups, be active, find who my right candidate is for the next election and blah, blah, become self-governing, sovereign, to reconvey from the sea and back to the land? It doesn't resonate with me to do this. Do I have to get off my ass and do something that I don't want to do and go about doing all of this? Is it really important to me? Have I got it wrong?
Thank you so much. Thank you for saying that. That's what that was just so eloquent what you just said, because you can see the difference between living like a butterfly and then living like a drone, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And it gets tricky. Is it really passionate for you to be free? Are you having fun paying $10 for a gallon of milk that's organic? When do you draw the line? You're passionate about clean milk. You're passionate about living free on your own land. Isn't that a justification for you in some cases?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you make it a micro, the way you get there, you're not going to be able to control anymore, but your passion is absolutely going to be that magnet to steal. Don't worry how it works out. You never have to worry about it. Don't even think that you know how things are going to work out. But if you follow that passion, hey, I was wondering how homesteads work in our country, et cetera, is all you really need to do. You don't have to worry about the really heavy intrinsics, especially processing documents and paperwork. It gets silly at some point, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's feeling pretty silly. So don't we all have a trump card up our sleeve?
But your passion, how can you argue with yourself about that? You're passionate about having freedom. What more would you want? You have it.
That's exactly it. That's it. That's all I want.
Keep calling in. I want to stay on. I really want to stay on top of this and keep everyone learning through you. We have lots of Australians who are listening in and Kiwis. So it's fun. And then this is a great model for a lot of the crown land in UK, Ireland, certainly Sweden and otherwise. And I see a Swedish call in today. It's pretty much the same model. So we can all learn from each other and work through this. And I thank you for your call.
Thank you, Q. Love you.
You, my great love to you and everyone calling in. All right, let's say to you, lost my updates here. Oh, there we go. Cheryl from Florida on line 5, looking for properties to homestead in Panama City Beach, Florida. Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you really good. Really good.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Good. I'm a first-time caller. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
I know. Always tell. It's so fun. Are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit. I have so much on my mind. I don't know where to start.
Well, we'll get rid of that quick. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in. It means the world to me. Teaching me what you're seeing, what you're exploring. Please tell me what's what's going on?
Well, I've been, I wanted to do my project. I did get a project going. And so I'm almost, I keep expanding mine. It started small and now I got a whole town I want to build.
Okay.
So I want homesteading, and I wanted it to be, I started off where I wanted it to be like for women and children who are divorced or are in need. And then I wanted to do like gardening and beekeeping and woodworking and steel working, and so that they could have peace and just get healthy, like horse therapy and that kind of stuff. So that's my idea, but I didn't know if there's a place to start for homesteading in that area in Florida or where I would go.
Okay, so most of the success stories we're seeing, people start off by taking real property, asset or title, and then remapping it to the Bureau of Land Management. And
okay, so
you
so
can
I
see the...
Buy... Go ahead.
Yeah, and you've already heard me talk a lot about that. So once you do have the real property identified, now we're just doing now you're just a historian saying, how did the succession of the homestead work, and can I reestablish succession? So obviously, okay, you've been listening to me a little bit here. So you have to, yeah, find the geography you want would be my first opinion, and then
okay,
do your due diligence through BLM. And
okay,
the more you talk about it on the radio with us, the more support and help and advances you'll get. So,
okay.
And I know I'm getting pretty big in my pants here about there's people helping, but I guarantee you the synergy that you have, if you're really excited about an area, you're really okay, excited about making something happen, uh-huh, that horsepower that the light has in you now, is,
yeah,
it's really contagious when you interact with other people. It,
okay,
everyone gets a little more light when they get excited about real truth and real,
yeah,
real intentions, and it just works. And so now you have me talking about it. You have me dreaming,
uh-huh,
with you. We need to find, uh-huh, Cheryl,
yeah,
a Panama City homestead or otherwise. And so the,
yeah,
more we keep dreaming, you should be,
mm-hmm,
able to see a lot of advances in your life, and that goes for everyone. I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you. I just didn't know if I should go find, like you said, find a piece and then homestead it, or if there was a homestead I could do first and get that. So you're saying go look for the property and then try to turn that into a homesteading, correct?
I'd like us to all say I'm really excited about living here.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that. And
okay,
I don't care what rules and boundaries you have in your way. Oh, it looks like they put a,
uh-huh,
high rise on my property. I don't really care about that. I care about this one.
Okay.
I just cannot wait to live there is all I'm encouraging everyone,
right,
to do. And we can prove it. So we're already,
okay,
watching so many wins,
right,
around the country. We got wins in,
right,
Washington State, California,
right,
Michigan, Florida, Texas, New York,
yeah,
the British Columbia, like the Canadian thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how many hits are on my,
right,
head now because Canada, but it's going so great, everybody,
right,
up there. And,
yeah,
and so we just got to keep rolling and keep excited. And so,
okay,
anyway.
That's
any
my
questions?
Fault, because I lose my excitement, and I got to get back and get excited again and start talking about it again. That's what I got to do.
So. Yeah, I know that it sounds contrite and redundant, but we really are,
yeah,
a lot more powerful now. And I thank,
yeah,
you for recognizing yourself. Thank you for teaching so many people,
yeah,
today. And thank you for the call.
Oh, well, thank you. You take care and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Call in anytime. All right. We got the lines full, I'm told. So let's see if I can get through some more here. I missed line one. Would like to go. This is our funny line, I think. Michigan is on line one. Would like to go through their recent communications with the sheriff. Ooh, terrifying. Mike and Leah from Michigan on line one regarding the sheriff. You folks there?
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for calling in, you guys. So what's not gender specific. So you guys are making friends with the sheriff, it sounds like.
Actually, we are. We contacted our local, we sent our letters, our no trespassing letters, to the seven mm-hmm. people or so that you had requested us doing. But we did that, and the sheriff, which is in Ingham County here in Michigan, which is our capital city county, he reached out to our local village police department and said, hey, do you know this Mike and Leah Dalton? Do you know what's going on? And how are they? We got a letter, and it's a little bit forceful, and we wanted to see, are we over patrolling their area? What's going on? And so I talked to him, and he was telling them that, no, they're great people. And, you know, he said, so we said we can meet with them. And then he said, actually, no, after we explained we're homesteaded, he said that he understood what we're doing and didn't need to meet with us. So I consider that really a win. I'm assuming that he's possibly been, I don't know, briefed or something.
Yeah. So if it's not a deputy, the sheriff usually is going to understand his position representing the United States Constitution, and then of course. Mm-hmm. is why Canada is a great opportunity for everyone is give them some more rights. Canada is a pretty dangerous place as far as not having any rights and being lulled to sleep. Well, that's different in Michigan, even though you're relatively close to Canada. It appears that your land there has enough of the energetics still creating a lot of patience and a lot of care for each other. There's many places on the world that I could say that about, but it is a little unique that Michigan would be a place where people are listening to each other. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I would say.
Right.
We have a small community and I think it's good. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And so I noticed that, you know, I asked Swerdlow why he moved there, and he goes, because I like cold weather. But at the end of the day, it's the heart of the geography there. Look how it's – don't look at just America, but look where it's at in relationship to Mexico and Canada. It's truly the middle, right up against very large energetics, calling the Great Lakes. So doesn't really surprise me that your advances with your personal life and yourself are going through the roof, but you're also your communications, because you take care, is starting to spill over on what we might call adversarial positions. Sheriff is there to help you. Is what you just taught us today? Is that correct?
That's exactly how I feel. We feel that right now.
And like you said, I feel like we've got a connection. We've got a connection with our local police department because they actually rented space from us in our building. And so they know us personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, right on. I'm moving in too then. I got protection and and a place to sleep. I like it.
Right. So we do have a question, though. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, please. Go ahead. That's what I was going to ask you, if you had some more information you wanted to share.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like we're right in the thick of it now because, you know, our bank that we've been using, we had our mortgage through, we had a line of credit. They wanted us, our bank was bought out that we had the line of credit through. They wanted us to update our documents and sign more forms, and we refused to do so. So it's, we've been getting letters after letters now, and so we're right in it. They're saying if we didn't respond by a certain time February, then it's considered going into foreclosure, and which would be our building and our home. And so we're right now. I've been getting phone call after phone call, people trying to buy our loan from us. Like it's real now.
And we had a company called Triterra, and they're a professional consulting firm specialized in brownfield development.
Environmental.
And they wanted to set up an environmental study. And they said they were coming to do that. And I called her back and said, who authorized this? We did not authorize this. And she didn't know what she said.
It was the bank
from Choice One Bank. And I said, well, we did not authorize this. This is homesteaded property. And I told her we have very strong worded trust, no trespassing signs. And if they were to come on, they'd be cited. And I listed all that information. She had no idea. So then I decided to email her as well. So it's all in writing. So.
Yeah. Okay. So let's hear. So the documents that we've put up on the banner at Homesteading BBS Radio, the citing document and the no trespass, you can send that document to them and go ahead and fill out the information. Generic. Okay. So you know her first and last name and her phone number. You don't have to have it all complete. She hasn't trespassed yet, but you can put her on notice concurrently. Go ahead and send the sheriff the same document. So the sheriff will protect you because he's going to represent federal law. So you can go ahead and cite them. So you cannot be embarrassed by phone, email, mail. It doesn't matter. You're being embarrassed. That's the term in the United States Constitution. So if you're going to be embarrassed, you can cite them. You don't need to be harassed. You don't. I'd like to pick up the phone. I'll never be able to pick up the phone again. Because of what we do. Why can't I pick up my phone? I'm going to look at an email from all these people when they don't even know what they're doing. They just have a job. Now, I can tell you right now what banks like to do is to play games to try and get your property condemned because the spotted blue frog is endangered in your backyard. They'll do something like that. I've seen the banks do emergency, I think I've said it on the air, emergency surveys because the description of land is different than what they have in file. Or they have lots of tricks. All they want is one penny. That's all banks want. And the people who work under the banks, in this case, the people who want to protect the wetlands on your in your toilet, it does get that granular for them. So all you have to do is that's why we put those PDFs up. So go ahead and get them printed up and go, if you're not careful, we're not, you know, mercenaries. You have federal laws protecting you and you will protect them is all we're really doing.
Great. Yep. Great.
And then, if you have problems with them, let them know that you're going to call the sheriff. Do you need me to call the sheriff? That's all you have to really do, because you're affecting my harmony and peace in my property, and I'm within my rights. So would you like me to call the sheriff? If you can get him on the phone, we're about ready to have you arrested. What's wrong with that? You keep harassing us because a bank wants money. Well, the bank does not want to go to court, as you can see. They hate it because they're in the wrong. They know they're in the wrong court. They know they have to go to a federal court. If the lawyer is really reading it, he'll try and stay. All the lawyers are going to try and stay in a mercantile court. So county or state, they'll try and stay in the counties, but they really aren't recognizing all the people I've talked to for the last several years. Every one of them wants to put you in their court, not your court. Your court is federal law. Their court is county law. And I know you already understand that. That's really cool. You would take the time to teach us about this and your bravery. You can actually see they don't have any power, do they? We have the high road.
Yes. And I do. I mean, I think we both feel very empowered. And I felt like, you know, when we were writing that email, I used all of the information from those letters, and it was very, very empowering. So, yeah.
All right. Keep calling in and keep it abreast because Michigan's obviously a big win. Anything else you want to ask?
Well, just one thing. So I think it was last week, maybe a caller had somebody had called in, and you mentioned providing pictures and documents, and then you said, "Well, don't everybody send me pictures." But so I just updated our document about our community center, and I sent it in this morning, but it's got all of the real pictures of the space in our building, and so I just wanted to make sure you got that because you said that it would help for you to envision what our dreams are. So I just wanted to make sure you received that this morning.
Yep. Let's see here. They're coming in like hotcakes. I don't think I can give you a straight answer.
Okay.
I assume that it feels like you got it to me is what it feels like. Thank you.
Yeah. And one more thing. Robin has, last thing. You're on Robin's show later, and she's asking a question on our behalf, and it's very juicy. So we're hoping you'll be all ready for it. That's it.
Great. I'm not sure how to respond. I do look forward to this call as well. It's so much fun to get to talk to you. One of the reasons I do these calls is I was doing one-on-ones with everybody for years and years, and the people who would promote me would make money off it, and I think that's why they were doing it. But I realized that everybody needs to listen to what you're experiencing so you can help everybody else. And so that's why I do the radios now. So you'll be like, someone like you is listening right now or going through a similar opportunity. And I just love it that we've created our own collaboration process just by you sharing and being brave and tell us what life's like, where you're at and so forth. And I thank you so much.
Well, we thank you. Thank you for giving us the power and the courage to do this. I know we couldn't do it without you. I know that.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. And I appreciate you guys calling in. It makes us so happy. Let's see if we can get one more done here. BBS for PRQ Homesteading. Jenny from Sweden on line 2, homesteading in Sweden. Do you have to say it Swedish?
Hey, Q. Hi, this is Svenska.
To you. Hold up. Okay. What are we doing today?
I have a couple of questions. It feels like I'm still on this, what do you say, page 1 here in Sweden. One question is, as I'm looking for the original title deeds, and it seems like you can't find them. It's the feeling for me is like in the States, yours looks like diplomas. Is that correct? It looks like a kind of diploma.
Yeah, but okay. So here's what, so your translator that's just below you in Austria, Germany. We've already had initial meetings, the PRQ team has, and she is listening right now. So use this as a conference line. So what we're expecting from someone really excited about doing this is that you would find the original succession. So they're rich. So you're now a historian. So what happens when you do that?
I don't really know. I don't really get a question, but can I tell you what I find and not find?
So tell us the process. We're coming up on, I got a few minutes left. So go ahead. We can talk later.
What happens when
you go and look for the succession agreement of the original land grants and so forth?
Yeah, I can't find anything that looks like what I think you're finding in the States. I only find the title deeds. They stopped doing them, I think, 1875. And since then, we can only find title deeds books. So it's like just a line where it says the property name and who bought and who sold it. There's no like diplomas anymore. And I found maybe one or two on a museum. So I'm not going to find a nice diploma kind of title deed. That kind of feels like they're gone or they're not here. That's one problem.
Hang on a second. I'm going to disagree with you on a couple things.
Okay.
Our team wants from you the original chain of title. We don't care if it says homestead or grant or other. I want the very first successor. Doesn't matter if it got destroyed or not. The oldest one you can find. Okay. You want to read that and understand it. So no way can you avoid that somehow the oldest one you can find was given, purchased, or otherwise to that person. So somehow they received title to the property. Just want the oldest one. That's all we care about. Get the oldest one.
Okay. And can I, a question on that thing then? Can I ask you, is there time? Okay. So the oldest, that's also a question I have. My property has been divided and put together and divided and put together again with all these different parcels. So the question is, should I still go for the oldest one I can find, or should I go with the one that is the last one put together with the different parcels? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Don't worry about the geography as it represents your property today. Just get the oldest title to that general geography. And then we can make a model and a template for you and for all of Sweden. So when you're looking at 160 acres and everybody's sold off in 1 acre increments, we understand that. But you have to get the originator of that owner.
I have three of the originals, I think.
Just go ahead and send it over, okay?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, send it over, and then we'll get our gal to translate for me and or otherwise. I do okay with that language, but just to proof me, I'll use the translator to help me.
Cool. I'll send the ones I have. Okay, great. Thank you.
Make it unpack, please. Thank you. All right. Good call. Thanks for the call. Okay, I'm going to run out of time. Manfred, sorry about that. We're going to move on to timelines, and I'll show you some timelines that are occurring in your media and your propaganda next show. And they're kind of fun, and they're kind of exciting. But there's some tricks being played. It's called politics for a reason, isn't it? Anyway, if you want to do timelines regarding politics and how the alien agenda works this next hour, or anything you want to talk about with timelines, I'd like to be your helper. And I love you very much. And thank you for showing up, everybody. Let's keep working on this and have fun with it. Anyway, beautiful day to you all. Make sure if you're new to the show, look at the banner on BBS Radio, PRQ Homesteading. Those are your templates to homestead. And we feel that it'll be a model globally. Just got to play with some words and a little more direction. And thank you, Australia, for working so hard, and Sweden working so hard. And Canada, I'm sorry I didn't get to your calls today, Rob. maybe we'll talk later. Anyway, we're moving on. Timelines. And then I'm doing this crazy lady show. Let's see. Another crazy person. Awakening Wave Show will be after that. And I love the crazy lady because she's homesteader. Love homesteaders. Good day, you guys. I'll be back in a few minutes.